To share, and our text was from Hebrews 12. Bible says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking up to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Hallelujah. And then we examine Colossians 3, some of the weights that are able to stop us from entering our prophetic destiny in Christ. How many of us were blessed yesterday? We had a great time of prayer. Hallelujah. I believe it was not just an emotional time of revival and prayer. For when these weights are lifted, then we are empowered in the spirit to run. Hallelujah. And it's not enough just to talk about running and receiving blessings. I said that yesterday. There is nothing as comforting as seeing the performance of the word in your life when you become an epistle of what is written here. Hallelujah. Many believers are not able to relate Christianity because it does not bring a performance in their lives. They don't just tell anybody because they don't want to be termed bad. But I tell you something, if half of the Christians in the church had consistent testimonies from the word, they would not run away from it. For man was designed to hold on to whatever produces results in his life. That's why people still run to the villages. Hallelujah. Because although they are Christians, when the matter gets too bad, they remember that in 1971 they tried something else and it worked. And although it's a lot of years past, that memory is still there. And I pray that God will bring us to a point where the performance of the word will not be once in a while, but it will become our realm of existence in the name of Jesus. When you pray and God answers, you will pray again. Is that true? If you pray and nothing happens, you will begin to fade in your zeal for prayer. If you give and you get a blessing, you will give again. No one needs to preach and manipulate you into that. Once there is a performance, there is grace to repeat it again. If you lay hands on the sick and they are healed, you will lay hands on another person. Hallelujah. If you bless someone and they are blessed, you will keep blessing people. So the reason why there is no continuity in a Christian race is because there is no performance. Hallelujah. There's a lot of activity, but there is no performance. Hallelujah. When a governor or a political figure comes around, people run around because they know that if they can meet him, there will be a performance. Hallelujah. And they can have the patience to stay from morning till night. Say, Your Excellency, I'm going to wait. Say, sorry, I've delayed you. Say, Haba, what can I not do for you? Because they know there is a performance. So whenever you are certain that you will receive from God, there's no one that is too busy to receive a real result in his life. Hallelujah. And this is why, as we examine a few things today, I like that God will open up our hearts. Yesterday was a powerful time. The church does not concentrate on bringing out all of these things. We concentrate on power, which is good. There is a place for that. But first things first. Hallelujah. Said, if my people who are called by my name, so they are my people, but it doesn't mean they'll walk in victory. If my people who are called by my name, first, will humble themselves. Second, will pray. Third, seek my face. Interesting that seeking his face is not the same as praying. Four, turn. That means there must be a repentance. Turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and as a result, I will heal their land. Hallelujah. The apostle speaking, he said, but I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which has been committed. He said, he that has begun this good work in me, he is able to perform it. Say, Lord, perform your word in my life. If the church can receive half of the things they hear that God is able to do, I'm telling you, many believers will be encouraged. The discouragement of many Christians is not so much about demons. It's the lack of the performance of the word. So they are confused. What is not happening? I'm giving no result. I'm praying, no result. Am I speaking to someone? We don't have the effrontery to confront the pastor or confront the membership and say, are you lying to us or something is not happening? Then we cannot just be shouting amen, receive it, when some of these things need to address. The Bible says, seeing then, in light of the fact that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, it says, let us lay aside every weight. I told us yesterday that weights are not necessarily sins, but anything that has the capacity to impede your speed in life, such that when you are in April physically, in the spirit you are still in January, because the path that God has earmarked for you to walk in, there are weights. They won't stop you from moving, but they will greatly impede you. They will waste your energy. Your work done will be zero. Hallelujah. And we confronted some of them yesterday. Malice, unforgiveness. The church hides behind this thing. Say, we are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Let's go. You know, I spoke to you yesterday. A man of God calls it the born-again anemia. Just like you have sickle cell anemia, there is a born-again anemia eating the church. We just believe you are born again and it settles it. That's the beginning of the journey, not the end. 1 Peter 1:9 says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Romans 12 says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this age. The word there is aeon, world, the thinking pattern that comes with this age. But be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So when you come and accept Jesus, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. That's not all. There is still a mindset. You see, you can change the future, but you cannot change history. Correct? So there are certain mindsets. You've been in idolatry for 20 years. You gave your life to Jesus in one day. The memory is still there. And it takes the experiential workings of the Spirit. Man will never give up anything until it is proven that it does not work. So you need an experiential encounter with God greater than what you've had before that time. That's the only thing that will convince you to lay aside the former and take on the new. Are we getting blessed this morning? So it's not enough just to get born again. There are people that are born again, but it does not mean demons will not influence your mind. Remember, we spoke about some of these weights. These weights are orchestrated by activities of demons. Peter was walking with Jesus. Yet Jesus told him, he said, Peter, he said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. One moment he declared Jesus to be the Christ. The next moment, Jesus is rebuking Satan from him. And he said, I have prayed for you because Satan desired to sift you like wheat. In the book of Revelations, Jesus speaking to his church, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That was not a message to sinners. It was written to the seven churches, meaning they were already born again. But he said, I'm still knocking for a deeper experience beyond salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we were able to pray yesterday Anger. Let me refresh our minds once again. Thank you. Anger. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Anger. Anger has cheated a lot of people. Malice. Unprofitable talk. Filthy language. Remember? And I told us filthy language is not just vulgar language, but any word or deed that is not consistent with the word of God. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness. All kinds of things. We examined it yesterday. Disobedience. Young people, we brought up that issue and we trashed it in the place of prayer yesterday. Disobedience. You know, we trivialize disobedience, but disobedience is the central character that you are under the domain of Satan. The Bible says, and to deliver those who through fear of bondage have all their lifetime, of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walks in the sons of disobedience. So when someone is disobedient, there is a spirit at work. It's not just an act of rebellion. Is the manifestation. Any spirit that comes to influence a man manifests its character. That's why the Bible says the fruit of the spirit. In other words, if it is true that the Holy Ghost has gained residence in you, there should be some outworkings that are beyond you. That's what the Bible calls fruit of the spirit. When a demon spirit possesses a man, there are certain outworkings. It begins to manifest its character through that man. So you see someone who loves God nice, next moment he can carry a knife and stab you, and later you see him so repentant. Praise the Lord. So power to run. We examine shedding of weights. Any athlete knows that when you are about to run, if you mean business, you have to cut aside. They may come with a lot of bags and suits, but they remove everything. Seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Thank you. God bless you. Let us lay aside. He didn't say let's hide it somewhere and take it back one day when things get bad. Let's drop this Christianity and face reality. He said lay it aside. Lay it aside means drop it behind and don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. Because every time you look back, you stand in that position. Hallelujah. This morning God will take us in another dimension. 1 Kings 18. I thought we'll continue from Hebrews, but God will love us to take another dimension.
Yahweh, Yahweh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Yahweh, Yahweh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Yahweh, Yahweh, we worship you. We worship you.
Hallelujah. 18 verse 1. Or to save time, let's just jump to verse 41. 18 verse 1. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up,
say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hallelujah. 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel.
Just stop there. We'll take verse 46 later on. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand that there had not been rain, the land of Israel, about a space of 3.5 years at the word of the prophet. Hallelujah. And a time came when Elijah told Ahab, he said, saddle your ass and run, for I hear in the spirit the sound of the abundance of rain. Now notice the progression. He said, I've already heard, correct? But it did not happen automatically. Is that correct? And so every time you hear, the Bible says, that which you hear, that which I tell you in the secret place, declare thou on the mountaintop. I began to speak to us about the nature and the character of the prophetic word of God, that when it comes, it is not self-accomplishing. Hallelujah. For instance, the Bible never said the name of the virgin who will give birth to Jesus in the Old Testament. He never said it's Mary. He said a virgin shall conceive. He didn't even say the virgin. A virgin. Prophecy is such that when it is uttered, it begins to roam around the spheres of men, finding men who can align to the terms that can guarantee the manifestation of that prophecy. Hallelujah. Are you following me, please? The Bible never said a man called Judas will betray Jesus. He said he will be betrayed. But then a man made himself available to fulfill that prophecy. So every time God has spoken a word, hallelujah, speaking to his son Timothy, he said, war a good warfare with the prophecy that has been given unto you. What does that mean? That means contend with the prophetic. Make it your own. Believe it. And create the atmosphere that will make that prophetic word become real in your life. The Bible says the word became flesh. That was the only condition for it to manifest among men. So if the word does not gain a material substance, it cannot find expression. The word became flesh and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. Are you listening, please? So he had the sound of not just rain, an abundance of rain. And what did he do? Straightway, the Bible says he told the king, you can start going. But Elijah went back to do what? To pray. So God has declared the prophetic word that for this ministry, this is the year of change. Is that true? Do you believe it? But that doesn't stop it. People say, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. How many times has it been settled in your life? That statement is not complete. It's not a lie, but it's not totally correct. God says it, you believe it, you align with that prophecy, then you will see its manifestation. Hallelujah. So, he went back to pray. And now you notice, the Bible says when he set himself to pray, what led him to go and pray? The strength of the word he has had. And he went to pray. But did he see any physical manifestation? Does that mean God did not speak? A lot of believers are very weak. We go in the place of prayer and God told you you will be blessed. But you prayed once, you did not see anything. And now we have all kinds of demonic teachings in the church that once you pray once, if it doesn't happen, you don't have faith. That's a fallacy from the pit of hell. I don't care who said it. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that the prophet cast himself upon the earth and he began to pray. He prayed once and told his servant, go and check. He said no. In other words, he said the transportation is still going in the realm of the spirit. That's the worst time to give up. Many of us have given up. If he had stopped the sixth time, remember Naaman, see, there are procedures in the spirit. Sometimes once is not enough. And sometimes persistence is a proof of faith, not lack of faith. He told Elisha, go and wash yourself. Told Naaman 7 times. The first time nothing happened. The second time nothing happened. If he had stopped the sixth time and said, I'm a responsible man for God's sake, he would have gone away just once. Remember the wall of Jericho. Said for 7 days, if they are stopped the sixth day, and even on the 7 days, they go 7 times. See, sometimes there are the transportation in the spirit. Your job is just for you to keep pressing.
Because as sure as light is above darkness, when you stand in the place of prayer, there will be a performance. Say amen. Amen. That's why the program was 1 week. For those of you who are saying, can't it just be one day? God can do anything anyhow. No, it doesn't happen like that. Oh, you pray. You pray. Why? Because the Bible says, in the days of Daniel, when the angel came and appeared to Daniel, he said, oh Daniel, he said, so from the first day that thou set thyself to seek the Lord, that he was bringing the message. But he said, while he was coming from the second heavens, the prince of Persia, that spiritual wicked crossed the territory of Persia, stopped his prayer for 21 days, until Michael, the archangel in charge of war, came to intercept. And then he said, I am now come to give thee understanding. Sometimes you don't know what happens in the realm of the spirit. Your job is to pray and to count God faithful. Many of us have given up too soon. That's why Satan steals our blessings. This is why recovery is a possibility in the realm of the spirit. Because nothing is really lost. It's only diverged by Satan. You believe that? How do you think herbalists produce children and get all everything? That's the blessing of a believer who did not complete the process of faith. Satan is called a thief, correct? Anything you find with a thief, is it his own? Yes. That's why it is possible to restore the years that the canker worm has eaten. Because all of those blessings, you know how, if they are supposed to maybe promote a lecturer and something happens, and even if it's after 5 years, what happens? It's possible to backdate the salary. Is that correct? That's a possibility in the spirit. That on account of certain dimensions of light and understanding in the spirit, you can contend for everything you have lost, and it will manifest in time. See, this is why you see some believers, when some light enter, some blessings that come, they want to run away. God says, are you joking? This has been my intention for 5 years. But there is a degree of light and power you need to have. This year the Lord will restore. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He will restore. So the Bible says he went to cast himself to pray. The ministry of prayer is a very powerful tool for a believer to wrought victory in the spirit. The Bible says in Luke 18 verse 1, he said, he spake this parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He spake this parable. And the message behind the parable was to encourage men that men ought always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says that we should pray without ceasing. It doesn't mean pray all the time. It means be consistent in prayer. Hallelujah. The secret of Jesus' power was that once and again, he would go and retreat. Hallelujah. I'm going to give us just 2 keys today, and then we'll pray this morning. Praise God. The Bible says Elijah casted himself to pray. So one of the power to run this year is the power and the grace, the spirit of prayer. Please write. There's a popular saying that a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. The power to pray. Elijah casted himself to the earth and he began to pray. He prayed once. He told the servant, go and check. Servant said, I don't see anything. He said, you go and check again. The second time, the third time. Because the Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain, they will empty themselves. Say after me, in 2013, I received grace to pray. We must graduate from this issue of pray for me, pray for me. Say, Nazaku, say to Amana Adua. No, no. You must learn how to lock your door and pray. Hallelujah. Many people say, I'm busy. You see, let me tell you, this busy
busy thing, if we don't re-examine it, you will find out that there is a spirit of distraction. Because what one prayer will give you, sometimes your months of connection and whatever will not give you. If belief will reduce half the time we go running around for help and breakthrough, I tell you the truth, and calm down and hear what the Lord will say. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1. He said, I will set myself upon the tower. I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower and I will see what the Lord will say. I will stand upon my watch. I will set myself upon the tower. Men ought always to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me show you something in Isaiah 40. Just put your hand in Kings and let's run. First Kings and run to Isaiah 40. It's a powerful principle the Lord showed me. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 40, verse 29. For those of us who have had the opportunity to watch a marathon, hallelujah. Whenever they shoot the gun, boom, different people begin to run. Sometimes you see some people running as if they'll finish everything at once, and they are running. But that counts. You see different reactions cut across the people. Others who want to faint. Others who are maintaining a constant tempo. And this is how many believers are. Usually at the start of the year, we take our time to refresh and we make all kinds of resolutions. Some of us, unrealistic resolutions. Elephant resolutions. This year I will do this and that and that. And then we start January because most churches have from 3 to 7, 21 days fast. So the whole of January is a spiritual year in Nigeria. Everybody is busy sorting out themselves with God. February 1st, the journey, no prayer, no nothing. And by March, it's as if some people have reached November. They've gassed out completely. And they can barely survive. Hallelujah. The Lord showed me this secret. You see ministers, a man starts a ministry. After 1 year, 2 years, or 10 years, the people have gassed out. There is a secret according to God's word, and that's what I'm going to show us, that can grant a man access to keep moving. There are great men of God, great people who have moved in the body of Christ as if they are using an alternative source to breathe and receive energy. Let's find out. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 28. Are you there? Say amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He said what? He fainted not. Now hold on. Every time God wants to communicate something to believers, he contrasts your state with the state of God so that it will make you respect the one who is speaking about. Are you listening to me? Every time you see the Bible describing God in certain ways, he wants to communicate a message to men. Hallelujah. So it says God does not faint. In other words, there's no tiredness, no fatigue. Hallelujah. He possesses that quality to be ever fresh and ever strong. Neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. 29. He giveth power to who? He giveth power to the faint. And to those who have no might, he does what? He increased strength. Please, are you reading with me? Let's read verse 30 together. One, two, read. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Stop. He didn't say they might. That means configured in our human nature is this possibility that a man can be tired. Are you listening to me? Whether it's a pastor, whether it's a worker, whether it's a husband, wife, children, that configured in our human nature is the capacity to gas out. So God is not surprised when we are tired. Hallelujah. But that there is a provision in Christ that we can tap into that can refresh us at all times. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint, and the Bible tells us the glory of the youth is their strength. So if the youth faint, God is saying that means the old people would have fainted since. Correct? And the young men shall utterly fall. 31, here is the secret. But they, not everybody, in this rat race of trying to be fulfilled in Nigeria, but they, a certain kind of people, but they, that dare to what? Wait upon the Lord. Stop. Please look up. If you are going to a very good restaurant, there are not many of those kinds in Zaria. There are certain people we call waiters. Is that correct? What is their job? To wait on you. So you can be talking and having a conversation, and their job is just to wait. They say, sir, do you care for anything? Say, just hold on, we're discussing something. And even if it is for 3 hours, they were paid to do that. And so they stand. The Bible says, they what? Wait. The problem I have with the Church of Christ in Nigeria is that we have come into a jet age, not just in technology, but even in the church. There is such a jet age in the church. People are in a hurry. Round up this thing. There's something waiting for me. We have forgotten that God is majestic and He will not come at our terms. He is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In a day and age where we teach all kinds of teachings, we are one with Christ. So sometimes we grow to see that we are colleagues with Jesus. We just say, Jesus, how are you? Hurry up, Jared. Don't waste my time. Sometimes the spirit of reverence needs to come in through those messages and bring us to a point where we realize that God began the beginning. He was not created. He sits in a circumference of His glory alone. Was not voted into power. No man can impeach Him. It does not belong to a political party. He's not threatened by the mess that happens on the earth. He has never scratched his head for once saying, what do we do about it? He's called the fountain of wisdom. Hallelujah. And so every time you come into God's presence to receive direction, to love the Lord, to serve Him, to worship Him. I'm not just talking about the church setting. Hallelujah. That's why people love prophets. Hallelujah. Because it's easy to use them to bypass the process of waiting upon the Lord. So they package a little seed. Say, man of God, I came with a prophetic seed. And the gullible prophets come. Bless you. Because they have seen money. Their body begins to shake. They say, come. And then we begin to say things that God did not say. Hallelujah. So many of them in Abuja, so many in Lagos, so many in Port Harcourt. You have visited some of them. It's just that you did it alone. That's why we don't know. But you have visited some of them. Hallelujah. I'm not saying visiting prophet. Jampa is a prophet. But there are all kinds of hungry people whose God is their belly. The ministry of revealing things. I read an article I just gave out some our fellowship on Friday about an article I read, Pastor, of some prophets that patronize a woman in Port Harcourt for power. Hallelujah. Power to see. Even you, if they wash your eyes, you will see everybody's phone number and everything here. Because the church is lazy. We don't know what the presence of God looks like. So anything can be it. Once it is supernatural. Say, you stand up. You are wearing a brown trouser. You say, yes, sir. I say, oh, yeah, go and meet me in my office for something else. Or they can tell you what the problem is. I'm digressing. I just feel a need to just press something. Can I say it? Hallelujah. And then they tell you this miracle. Go and bring 30,000 first. Because the kind of thing God is showing me. God will judge those people. You hold on and see. God will judge them. They collect those powers and they see into your account details and they call it 331 302 and you say, Jesus, and they finish it up. Now I'm not saying they are real and genuine people. Are you listening to me? But there is a hive of witches and wizards. They are no longer in shrines. They dress like this. If you will not come to the Muhammad, the mountain will come to. But they that wait, when you wait in the presence of God, you know the atmosphere you sense there. And every time a man of God comes and he does not bring that atmosphere, you know that's a foreign spirit. Because you are used to that atmosphere in your secret place. Am I speaking, please? So when you are alive in your spirit, even when a man is speaking, you know this is not of Christ. Regardless of how accurate what he's saying is, you know that this is of a foreign spirit. Revealing spiritual things or physical things, it's not a mystery in the spirit. Moses threw his rod. What happened to Pharaoh? Pharaoh said, this is what, are you joking? Magicians come and show him. Three people. Moses was alone, but three magicians threw their own. He said, let me do three times of what you have done once. But there was a distinguishing factor. The Bible says the rod. They that wait upon the Lord. We have put it as a rule by the grace of God in our ministry that once a month, I said it yesterday, you do it, you retreat. And I want to encourage you to adopt it. It will save you a lot of things. There are many of you, as you retreat, God will tell you, this week you want to travel, you just stay. Say, ah, God, what disappointment. God says, sit down. It's when you are alive that you can do anything. You just sit down. Praise the Lord. In his presence, retreat. Don't get too busy. Do you know, I found out, sir, that one of the reasons why church in the times of old were close to God, they had less activities. Right now, there's to go. We named it yesterday. Let's repeat it again. What else? Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Pingin, BlackBerry, WhatsApp, all kinds of things that keep us busy. So you are praying. Before you start praying in tongues, your phone just says something. I come and look. Hey, this guy! It's been a while. You see, we do not. I'm not saying anything is wrong, but if you don't define your atmosphere, Satan will bring you out of the presence of God, and he will eat you up and spit out your bones. If Satan is not joking, the church should not be joking. Hallelujah. You must pray. You must set time aside. I'm not just talking about praying all the time. Lock yourself and just lie down. Play worship and just lie down and say, God, speak to me. You said you will promote me. Will you grant me understanding? And God, the Bible says, Isaiah 30 from verse 17, he said, and thou shalt hear a voice from behind saying unto you, this is the way. Walk therein, and you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Never do anything until you know God's position about it, no matter what it is. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, that I have said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He said, many are the devices in a man's heart. However, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. You don't use physical appearance to determine whether to do things or not. Not everything that glitters, people, is gold. It takes the Spirit of God. He said, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of bones and marrow, the soul and spirit. It cuts across and is the revealer of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Say, I receive grace to wait upon the Lord. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. I'm telling you, don't be in a hurry. People bring opportunities for you. They say there's an appointment we want you to come and take. That looks nice. always say, let me pray about it. I learned this from Pastor E.A. Adebuhe. Every time he says, let me pray about it. It's amazing that when you go to God in prayer, you will see how you would have made a mess of yourself should you have taken some decisions. Prayer. Hallelujah. Because you see, the Bible says, every man when he's tempted, let him not say he was tempted of God, but every man according to his own lust. When Jesus was hungry for 40 days, what happened? Satan did not bring a nice woman who just entered the wilderness and said, Jesus, have you considered this lady? Jesus was hungry. This was not time for women. Correct? And he came using food. He said, Jesus, after this hard work of 40 days, don't you think there is a possibility of making this stone become bread? So Satan will study your vulnerability. That will be his access point into your life. They that wait. When you see people who wait upon the Lord, you will never see a flaw in their life for long. You see it after a while, you don't see it again. They have visited his presence. Because it's the presence of God is not where God. Remember how he commended the churches in. He will first tell you, oh, this and that and that. He say, oh yeah, now let's draw your ears. Here, adjust it. Meanwhile, when you step out, men are giving you a standing ovation. I tell you, the clap of man can be deceitful. The kiss of Judas, that is supposed to be an element of love, was the symbol of betrayal. Sometimes the clap of men is the grave they are digging for you, and you will fall in it. The kiss that is supposed to be a symbol of love is what a man used to signify that this is the man that they should betray. So sometimes when men clap for you, that's a sign that you should run to the secret place quick. Praise the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord, what shall happen to them? They shall renew their what? Strength. That means before the renewal, their strength has fainted. Correct? Renew. I do this once every week. There is a day every week I set aside. No matter, even if the world is turning inside out, that day is for God. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, man, secret. The Bible says the secret things of the Lord are with them that fear him. The Hebrew word is Adonai, the fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. They shall renew their strength. So you see a man who is gassing out and giving up. Suddenly, you visit the secret place and you come up with a dimension of freshness. See, this is why you see certain people. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Then someone says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners. We dealt with that yesterday. Nor sit in the seat of scoffers. What is his delight? His delight is in the law of the Lord. And that law, according to Joshua 1 verse 8, is what will make a man have good success. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And on that law doth he meditate day and night. As a result, he shall be like what? A tree. Listen, that is planted by the streams. Every other tree receives their nourishment from rain that comes during rainy season. But this man is planted by the riverside. That is January, February, all through in dry. His source of strength is not from the rain above. He's planted by the river. As a result, it shall be like a tree that is planted by the riverside, which yields its fruit in season. And what? Whose leaves does not wither. Have you seen a tree like that? That when other trees are dried out, it's evergreen. Whose leaves does not wither. And as a result, whatsoever he doeth, prosper. Say, not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind will blow away. Hallelujah. You must learn to stay in the presence of God. Please don't forget this. Set out time. Get worship songs done more and more. Just play. It must not be a whole day, even if it's just 3 or 4 hours. Once a month, not just your morning devotion, a special time. You can do it in your car. You can just drive around for an hour and you're just enjoying worship and saying, Lord, I need direction. Grant unto me grace. The psalmist understood it. He said, Lord, many are they that rise up against me. He said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Oftentimes when they wanted Jesus to speak, he would just keep quiet and be writing. They that wait upon the Lord. Church, when you wait upon the Lord, you will hear his voice. His majestic voice. The Bible says the voice of God upon the waters is mighty. You need to make a decision. Don't just sit down and have a board meeting. When you go back, you could do a little vigil at home when everybody's sleeping. Just take some time. Use the parlor or use one room. And just worship. You're just praying in tongues. Kadabalato Shatabaya. Lord, you are the fountain of wisdom. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. Grant unto me understanding. For in your light we see light. And when his light shines upon you, he will grant unto you wisdom. This is what happened to Daniel. He said, O king, you just relax. Give me one night and I will bring you your dream and the interpretation. And they said, fine, let it be so. And when he went to wait upon the Lord, then the counsel of the Lord came. He said, in the night time when men sleep, then the visions are open up to men. Don't get too busy in 2013. Don't get too busy. This is the power that helps men to sustain and to cast out. The Bible says, when men say there is a casting down for you, by reason of this revelation, there will always be a lifting up. He said, the path of the just is always as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. And so the first key this morning is the grace, the spirit of prayer. And let me tell you something about the spirit of prayer. There's no pretending it. If the spirit of prayer is not upon you, you will try and fail. Hallelujah. This is not the issue of trial and error. There is a quickening of the spirit. He said, I will pour on the house in that day the spirit of prayer and supplication. The spirit of what? Prayer. There is a dimension of the Holy Ghost that can quicken a man and grant him grace and unction to pray. If it's not there, you will only be hypocritical. Hallelujah. And this morning I trust that God will bring upon us that spirit of prayer, that you will pray. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Angels can do away without prayer, but men ought always to pray and not to faint. Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. They are determined to make sure your destiny is aborted. Praise the Lord. Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. He said, bringing, subjecting, enforcing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. And so that the Lord will quicken us in this year, that we'll have respect for the ministry of the secret place. He, not them. The secret place is not just a congregational thing. He that dwells, not he that is in a hurry, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. And the shadow of God is not dark, because the Bible says he is light, and in his presence is full darkness. The shadow of the Almighty. As a result, that you shall be delivered from the arrows that fly by day and the noisome pestilence by night. He said, 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right side, but none will harm you. Only with your eyes will you watch and see the reward of the wicked. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run into it and they are saved. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. Many people in the church are either not prayerful or they are religiously prayerful. Let me tell you what religious prayer is. The kind of prayer that Jesus is not invited. There is a kind of prayer that Jesus is not invited. It's just our religious rituals. Every time you want to pray, let the Spirit of the Lord guide you through that prayer. Sometimes you want to enter, God said, sit down. This is not the time to shout. You just sit down. Be still and know that I am God. There are times you go to pray and as you take a notebook fast, there is an unction coming upon you to write. You don't just enter prayer with your preset. You can have your prayer request, but let the Lord lead. Hallelujah. How many of you have gone to pray and for over 2 hours you did not say anything? Sometimes all you will say is, bless the Lord. You are faithful. Nothing else can come out of your mouth. You are faithful. And you are crying. You are just saying, Lord, you are faithful. And His presence fills that room. You are saying, Lord, you are faithful. You are faithful. Suddenly the Lord begins to say, right, I am bringing a blessing in your house in 11 days. You are just saying, Lord, you are faithful. And a song is just playing in the background. You are faithful. He that dwells in the secret. Hallelujah. How many of you have woken up with a song you could not let go? Not the complete part of the song. Just one song. El Elyon of Israel. Just that part. El Elyon of Israel. In the kitchen you are singing it. It doesn't make sense to anybody, but it was a language given to help you receive something from the Spirit. You are in your office, you are just singing it. You cannot explain why. And sometimes for 3 days, every time you are singing it, you are crying. You don't even want anybody to look at you because you can't stand any explanation. You don't know why you would tell them that you are crying. Nothing happened. These are expressions in the Spirit. But until you are a man of the secret, all these things I'm saying will be foreign. You will not even know that such an experience exists. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this morning? We are going to pray. The spirit of prayer has the greatest power you will need to run. Although Elijah had and even told Ahab, run. I hear, but not enough. The Bible says he casted himself to the earth. And he began to pray. I wonder what Elijah was saying. Hallelujah. But I think I have an idea of what Elijah was saying. Because Jesus gave us a mystery. He said, when you pray, say this, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. That means it is the responsibility of the believers to translate the governing influence of Father from the realms of the Spirit and make it a reality. He says, you, when you pray, part of your prayer request should not just be car, your kingdom come. Because when His influence is in your territory, darkness cannot stand. There is a master prayer point, people, that will bring every other prayer point. Your kingdom come. The kingdom of God represents His sovereignty in its full strength. The manifestation of His power. I've stopped praying some kind of prayers because I've found out that there is an easier route in the Spirit. There are certain things that when they happen, if you want to invite the governor of Kaduna State, if you want to invite the chairman of Zaria or Sabon Gari, invite Good Luck Jonathan. They must come. They will have to follow him. Is that correct? This is a mystery in the Spirit. There are some prayer points that when you strike in the Spirit, they will force others to come with them. I'm telling you the truth. So if you concentrate, you hold on to some keys. And as they open, the effect will open other doors for you in the Spirit. I sense the Spirit of the Lord in this place. There are some prayer points that when you hold on to in the Spirit, it may take a while for that door to open, but just let that door open and you see other doors. The effect of it, the Bible says when Jesus came out from the grave, nobody prayed for the other people. There was a ripple effect in the Spirit and other graves were opened and the saints of old came out. There are certain things, stop wasting your time in the place of prayer. There are some things when you hit, they will open other things. He said, the Lord is my inheritance. Are we getting blessed this morning? We spend hours praying, oh God, when will the car come? Oh God, when will this come? You don't know all the things you need. Why don't you just pray for his presence? Moses said, we will not go. He didn't say, Lord, add knives for us. Oh Lord, we need more bow and arrow. We have given birth to new children. Lord, don't send us from here if your presence goeth not with us. Satan was not mentioned in that prayer point. There is a prayer request that when you pray, it answers Satan ultimately. Lord, your presence. Many of us do not know the power and the value of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The power to run. Number two. Psalm 66. Kalaboda boshuta la makadera. Mambrosi katala boshete bakusi ya namanda haya. Power to run. Please look up. Every time there is a resistance in your life, we explained it yesterday. One of them waits. Another is the power of darkness. Hallelujah. It says, and upon this rock I will do what? Build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You see, while men slept, someone came and sowed tears among the wheat, and Jesus said, an enemy has done this. So you have an enemy who will not want to let you run successfully. But I want to show you a key. Verse 3. Powerful scripture. Are you there? Say unto God, how awe-inspiring are thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Please read. Want to read. How on. Okay. Through the greatness of what? So there is a factor that can make every enemy to submit. He didn't say they will run away. Please look up. In Jewish days, all right, when you conquered a nation, the people don't run. You either them or they will submit themselves to become slaves. Is that correct? Remember David and Goliath. When he defeated Goliath, what happened? The Philistines were forced to submit. He said, through the greatness of your power will the enemies submit themselves. That means they will acknowledge the fact that they are not a resistance enough. Through the greatness of thy power. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's the second factor you need this year. The power. The power of the Spirit. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that we ask or think. And he says, that doing is according to the power that works within us. That means what is possible for someone may not be possible for someone. It is according to the power. Through the greatness of your power will thy enemies submit themselves. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will force every enemy to submit himself. I'm telling you. See, in this world, it's a contention of light and darkness. When Moses got to Pharaoh, there was not too much of talking. They threw their mantles. It was a clash of power. Hallelujah. It was not a clash of noise. You throw your rod. I let the rod speak for themselves. Hallelujah. There is a rod that God will give you, a rod of power. And you will take and divide Red Seas with it. You will move on. That when there is a Red Sea, people are saying, how do we move? You hold on. And you cast that rod. The anointing of the Spirit. The power of the Holy Ghost. Someone is planning evil against you. And like Haman and Mordecai, they are made to prepare the chariot that will take you in your glory. I told you yesterday, this is the year your enemies will hold the ladder for you while you climb. They will supervise your arrival at your destiny. It is part of God's wisdom. He is able to make foolishness out of your enemies. For if they had known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Satan was the architect and the executor of our redemption. He moved and he was orchestrating it. So did he know that the fountain of wisdom was using him? While he made the Roman soldiers do everything, while they sat down and they were plotting it, little did they know that it was the sovereign wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Through the greatness of thy power. And one person that believes that without the demonstration of power, our Christianity is of none effect. The world is tired of our noise. There must be a performance. Hallelujah. When someone looks at you from the village and says, let's see if you arrive October. And you just smile. You concentrate on doing something else. Don't even waste your time on those stories. Hallelujah. Men of power. See, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost gives you audacity. There are many of us, when Satan speaks, you just keep quiet. Say, let me not talk, oh. Don't trouble will not trouble you. No, sir. The condition to have trouble is that you are born. Just be born in this world. But through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies will submit themselves. In your workplace, there may be certain people conspiring against you. You know you are due for the promotion, but there are certain people who have orchestrated themselves. Through the greatness of thy power, will thy enemies submit themselves. Hallelujah. And we are going to be praying this morning that the Lord will grant unto us the spirit of prayer. And I trust that God will reign in this place and empower us by his spirit to carry an anointing that you arrive 31st, you will not even know this is 31st because you are walking in such blessings. And people say, what is the secret? You say, I received strength to run. Hallelujah. Strength to run. You will run. Let's finish up that verse and then still 1 Kings 18. Let's just finish it up. What happened after Elijah prayed? 1 Kings. Shatala kurasida bala yudadarashti. First Kings 18:46. Are we there? Please, let's read. One, two, read. And the hand of the Lord. Stop. And what? Remember Jesus speaking about the hand of the Lord. Every time you see the Bible talk of the hand of the Lord, is the manifestation of the spirit of power. He said, any kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. Hallelujah. How can I use Beelzebub to cast out Beelzebub? But he said, if by the finger of God has this miracle taken place, then the kingdom has come. The hand of God is an operation of the spirit of power. The spirit of power. The Bible says that we will comprehend what power was exerted when Christ was raised from the dead. And the hand of the Lord came upon the prophet. And what happened? He girded up his loins. And he began to do what? This year you will run in the name of Jesus. this year you will run. Because the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. It says, they shall walk and not be weary. They shall run without fainting. May that be your testimony in 2013. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Can you imagine? A man, you know, the chariots of the king were the best of chariots those days. Ahab had started running since. But when the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, let me tell you, sometimes you see other people moving ahead of you. You calm down. Just pray. When the hand of God comes, the same thing happened to Jesus Christ. He told them to carry the boat and go. Remember Matthew 14. There's no time to read from verse 22 to 33. Matthew 14. He just put them on the boat and he said they should go. And the Bible says Jesus drew aside to pray until it was 3 a.m. in the night. They were 6 hours ahead of Jesus Christ, but they were moving in a boat. This year, get out of every boat and God for grace to run. The Bible says when Jesus got out of that place of prayer, that the spirit of prayer opens you up to the anointing of the Spirit. Suddenly Jesus started walking. In a short while, he had covered up that distance and he was about to overtake them. They were afraid, thinking it was a spirit. He said, "Fear not, it is I." And Peter said, "If it be thou, bid me come." And he said, "Come." Hallelujah. The spirit of prayer. Every time you retreat, you are ahead of those who did not do it. It may not look like that, but you don't judge by earthly timing, because God is able to take a man. You see, God doesn't just move men. Restoration is not moving forward. I've explained this again and again. Hallelujah. Maybe let me use two people and quickly explain it. Sir, can you come, two of you? Hallelujah. Please quickly, just come stand here. Thank you very much. Now imagine that these two people, just move slowly, two of you, at the same place. Come, sir. They are walking together, is that correct? Now you keep moving, brother. There is a lag, for whatever reason, is that correct? Now you keep moving. They can't catch up again, because already there was a lag. This is how God restores. He picks you and takes you to that level, such that when they check the graph of your life, they cannot see that there was a time when there was a lapse. That's why he said it is within his power to restore years. How can they restore years? Many of you wave goodbye to 2012 and say, "May God never bring you again. Thank you, you won't come back again." But God says, "I can restore years." It is within his ability to go back to 1999 and bring a blessing that was supposed to come and update it in 2008. It is within his power. He can go back. You see, because the times and seasons are only earthbound. The realm of the spirit does not know time. It's a realm of eternity. God bless you, sirs. Hallelujah. So this morning we are going to pray. Many of us have been praying, coming every day in fastings and prayer. Even if you have been playing, something should have happened to you by now. Hallelujah. And in this final phase, in this morning service, I like us to pray like never before. We are going to take some time to pray, and I trust that maybe 2 or 3 minutes we'll have the opportunity now minister to the sick and speak a prophetic word. But you won't go back the same. My goal, I prayed to God, I told God something. I said, "Lord, in this year, I don't want to join the many men of God who go and just motivate people." And they laugh. You see, sometimes we men of God have a way of talking so nice. You feel him, but nothing happens. That there be a tangible performance in the name of the Lord Jesus. No devil will stand. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? We are going to pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are going to ask God to help us. Praise the Lord. Before we start praying, I like you, while you're on your seat, to say, "Lord, grant me unction to pray." Because we're not going to pray sitting down. So just use 1 minute and receive unction from God. Say, "Lord, unction, because I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray like a priest this morning. And he spake this parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, you will open gates this morning. You will open fountains of blessings. Hallelujah. Now can we rise up on our feet and just begin to pray? You can walk around if you want to. Instrumentalists, let's go together. Please pray.
You are praying for yourself, not for your neighbor, not for your family, pray for yourself. Lord, this is a year of change in the name of Jesus. Where you will change the stories of men, you will alter destinies and families for you. The spirit of prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4. He says, who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel? Hallelujah. This morning you are going to put your name there and you are going to speak. The Bible says, for thou shalt declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. Job 22:28. Thou shalt declare a thing. He said, where the word of a king is, there is what? You are going to speak. Listen. It's not every time in prayer that you talk to God. There are times you speak to mountains. If thou shalt say, the mountain can hear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to take some time right now. There are families that have mountains here. There are individuals that have mountains. Financial mountains. Health mountains. In the name of the Lord, you will confront it and speak. Lift up your voice. You've been fasting and praying.
Exalted him and given him a name, an identity, an office that is above every other name. He said that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Are you listening to me? Every knee. I don't care what it is this morning. Listen, if you keep quiet, you will shut your destiny. One more time, confront those things. Bow in the name of Jesus. The power of God is strong in this place. Hallelujah. Now you're going to pray. The Bible says, it says, even God who quickened the dead and called those things that be not as though they were. It's not enough to cast out devils. You're going to speak. Hallelujah. I want you to design your 2013 by your creative prophetic word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and everything Adam called the animals, so they were. Lift your voice and pray. And say, I'm telling you, 2013, the year of death, from the fire, Son of Man. Hallelujah. Now we are going to pray for CGC. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are going to pray for CGC. Listen to me. God is everywhere, but his manifest presence to perform is not everywhere. Are you listening to me? We are going to pray. You are going to say, Lord, honor the leadership of CGC. Such an unction in 2013 that this place will become a place of solution, a place of praise, a place of lifting. Lift your voice, pray for your church, pray for your leaders. Come on, pray. Pray for the leaders. Lord, protect them. Go ahead and say, Lord, protect them. Give them fresh grace, fresh unction, fresh wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still praying for CGC. You're going to say, Lord, this year, let every member of CGC have a definite testimony. Hallelujah. Enough of clapping for a few people. This is the year that everyone, that testimony time will be Thanksgiving time, where everybody says, he has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, let an anointing fall upon your house. Let an anointing fall. Pray for all your branches. Stretch your hands. Church this year. Are you ready to pray? Number one, you are going to pray against death. Are you listening to me? You are going to say, oh death, where is your sting? We are going to pray. Number two, we are going to pray against loss. Are you listening to me? And Paul said, an angel appeared to me and said, there shall be no loss. And he took the ship until they arrived an island called Melita. We are going to pray that there be no loss. Number three, listen to me. We are going to pray that there will be a reign of restoration. This is a corporate agreement. Do you believe this? Hold your hands together. We are going to pray. If you don't believe it, don't hold your neighbor's hand. But if you believe it, hold your neighbor's hand. We are going to pray. Three things. One, we you're going to say, thou spirit of death, be far from this assembly. Be far from this assembly. Be far. Make sure you pray. Make sure you pray. The Lord, the influence of death as a family, we choose life. If you do not experience that reward, you will never enjoy the fullness of Christianity. Christianity is not a burden. It's a burden for many because we have not benefited from the rewards. Hallelujah. Never forget this that I've told you. God is not a wicked God and He is not a taskmaster. Listen to me. Christianity has rewards. For if ye been evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father? Christianity has rewards. God is not against your being blessed. God is not against you building a house. Buying a new car will not take you to hell. Having food enough to give your family member and extend the hand of fellowship. I trust that this year, that people will be so blessed this year, that people will bring bags of rice to this church and say, this is our donation. We are too grateful not to give. I pray that it will be your experience. John the Baptist was called a son of consolation. There is a consolation to the Christian experience. There is nothing as humiliating as spending 7 days to pray and fast. Yesterday, people fasted till almost 8 o'clock and didn't break. And there is an unbeliever crossing his leg somewhere. And at a point, he laughs at you by August and says, "Did you not waste your time?" The truth is, if you don't get a result, you will be frustrated. So I'm telling you now that there is a reward. There is a reward. The Christian experience has a reward. There is the eternal reward, but there is a reward in this life, here and now. Jesus said it, and we must believe it and walk in that. The reward. And that's what you're going to pray for in 1 minute. And say, "Lord, I know that there is a reward in my Christian experience, but I must confess I have not seen it. Can you, by your mercy, show me what the reward of prayer is in my life? Show me what the reward of discipline is. Show me what it means. I would have done my practice, but I did not do it. Lord, if there is a reward, show it to me. I would have cornered my way into promotion. Show me the reward for it. Show me the reward for it. Do not let the reward speak in my life. There is a reward to the Christian experience. There is a reward. Preachers, I'd like you to pray. There is a reward for the Christian experience. There is a reward. There is a reward. There is a reward. I want to pray for you. Sorry, I know we're out of time, but I want to pray for you. For this purpose was the Son of God, please, you can leave your hands, made manifest that he may destroy the works of the wicked one. Something must speak in your life. I prayed this morning and I said, "Lord, do something in this assembly. If not for anything, for the kindness that this ministry has shown us." And when David became king, he said, "Is there any man in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness?" And there was a crippled man called Mephibosheth. Although he was crippled, he said, "Because of your help, because of this association, bring Mephibosheth." And I prayed a prayer. I said, "Lord, every blessing by grace that you have given us as a ministry, this morning I will pray that you reproduce that same result in lives and families." I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for you for the fire of the Spirit, that God will wipe the tears of many families. Hallelujah. That God will wipe the tears of families. Lift your hands if you will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to pray that his anointing will come, and that anointing will come strong. And I sense, especially upon the youth, God will do something in your lives this morning. Just give me 5 minutes and I'll be out of here. Lift your hands to the heavens. Lord, I pray right now, like a mighty rushing, let the power of the Holy Spirit blow across this congregation and set men on fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let it burn the works of darkness by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now lift your hands if you start with the youth. Let the fire of the Spirit fall in the name of Jesus upon men and women. I'd like you to say, I see cloven tongues of fire across this congregation. Lord, let it move. Touch men and women. I see a woman the Lord shows me at the back. That fire will engulf you and set you free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Please lift up your hands. But there is a fire that will come upon you. Remember three prophecies I gave the church yesterday. One is the move that God will do in the lives of the youth. Two, mark the month of April. Three, that God will bring a corporate favor upon the ministry. The youth, lift your hands, for there is a fire. Hallelujah. I'd like you to say after me, I receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, I receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that this fire will come. I see heaven comes. Literally. Lord, let it move. Touch your people. Who is Mary? I hear the name Mary among the youths. Who is Mary? I hear the name. Who is that person, Mary? I hear the name. Mary. Is there a Mary? I hear the name Mary. Your Mary, come. My sister, you, this lady. No, you don't need to come. You don't need to come. The Lord, look at me. The Lord is going to amplify you in dreams and visions. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You will walk in such power of dreams and visions. God is going to do that in your life. Are you listening to me? You will open your eyes to a strange order of dreams and visions. Lord, let it be done even as you have shown me. Let this fire come upon her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, drummer, leave your drums for some minutes. It's time for business. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. What God will do in your life in this church is going to surprise many people this year. For God will grant you such grace and unction. It will be part of what God will be doing in the midst of the youth this year. It will be a fire that even you will not be able to explain. It will be an unction. It's not about you. It's not about anything you are carrying. But it's the grace of God. It's about the grace of God. There's a lady I'm looking for. My dear sir, this lady behind you, come. You, yes, come. Sorry, 5 minutes and I'll be out of here. The Lord is showing me somebody that has been missing, and he said he will be found this year. I don't know who it is. There is a family that someone has been missing. The Lord is showing me a family that someone has been missing. He said this year, the person is not dead. This year they will find him. Hallelujah. Where's the lady? You look like a timid person, but what God will do through you this year is first going to start in your home. It's going to start in your home. And then you will be very surprised. Hallelujah. You will see things before they happen. People will think you are lying. But when it happens, they will know that the hand of God is upon you. Madam, the fact that is missing, he's not dead. He will be found this year. He will be found this year. Lord, we pray that the angels of the Lord will bring the person. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Come. This is the lady I'm looking for. You will need to spend time in his presence. Run away from anything that looks like pride. Run quick. But God will do great and terrible things through your life. God will give you an unction. It will start this morning. Straight experience of the Spirit. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never be the same again. You will be a fire that God will bring upon your spirit. In the name of the Madam, just look at me. You are married. Where's your husband? He's not here. Where is he? He traveled. Tell him. Because I see two people trying to advise him. Tell him that the Lord is saying he should run away from the door that they are trying to open to him. It's going to bring disaster. When God opens the door by himself, they will know. You just tell him. Right? You just tell him that the door they are trying to open for him, it looks like God, but it's going to cause a big trouble for the family. But that God himself will open a door. And for you, you will pray this year like never before. You will pray this year. Sir, my brother, please come. I don't know you, sir. But I saw mercy written above you. Mercy. I don't know. Mercy written above you. Hallelujah. To be involved in an accident, a ghastly motor accident sometime this year. Hallelujah. Can I talk? This is the church of God. This is not to condemn you, but you were under the influence of something, whether alcohol or something, and a car hit you. My brother, look at me. You need to make a commitment with Jesus Christ. You are a great man. There is a great destiny for you in Christ Jesus. I believe that you are a great man and there is a great destiny for you. God will never condemn anybody. He's an expert in making gold out of what people think is nothing. But sir, please look at me. God truly wants you. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying? Does this make sense to you? Please, this is not to scare you. God reveals to redeem. But you need Jesus Christ. You don't need prayers. You need Jesus Christ. Genuine, deep encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it will begin a journey in your life. Hallelujah. Maybe, I don't know how the leadership does it here. Maybe someone in charge of missions can just have a word with you. Hallelujah. This is not to embarrass you, my brother. This is a family of faith. Hallelujah. And please, this is not for people to just stand and use things. This is a family of faith. Hallelujah. May God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Esther. You hearing it? Esther. Esther. Mama, you have cried. Please look at me. Look at me. Do you have a daughter? Where is she? Bring her. Tell her to come. Where is she? No. Just... There's one person God is speaking to me about. Who is she? You? Come and stand close to your mother. Because I see that your joy is not going to come from you. The Lord said your daughter will bring joy. That's why I ask you, do you have a daughter? Do you have a daughter? My dear, look at me. Among the things that God will give you is supernatural intelligence. Supernatural intelligence. God will honor you to do academic exploits. It will bring great joy for Mama. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Ma, please wait. Hold on. Mommy. I pray for you that the hand of Satan, because the Lord is showing me you and you are looking older than you are now. That's what I'm seeing. Hallelujah. You are looking older. I know you are not, you may not be so young, but you are looking very old. That's what I saw. They're older than I'm seeing you now. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the Lord will restore you and put strength in you. You have cried in the secret. You have not told people about this thing. May the Lord bless you. May He give you great increase in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is that man who, I don't know if he gave testimony today, with his wife, their daughter? Are you walking, madam? Where are you walking? Please come, sir. You're working with the student affairs. I told you this some time ago because I'm seeing a blue Toyota. God is showing me a blue Toyota. Do you have a car? God is showing me a blue Toyota. That should be Corolla or something, a blue Toyota. And the Lord says that He will give it to you. Hallelujah. You don't reason how it will happen. Just trying to reason how it's going to happen is not. Hallelujah. God is saying He will give you because you need it. Hallelujah. You believe that, sir? He will give you. The money you are trying to gather to buy it will not buy it. Does it make sense? Have you spoken about it? You have been trying to gather money. You will gather, you will use from it, it will reduce. Is that true? God is going to give you. It's not about trying to gather. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Madam, please, madam with the red cap. Sorry, I know we're a bit, we'll leave this place soon. From Kaduna? You are from Kaduna? If not, that God told me, you will not see this woman and think she's from Kaduna. You may think she's from, because I had Kaduna. That's why I kept quiet for a while. Hallelujah. Where's your husband? He's late. Listen to me. Every time you sleep, the memories of some of these things. Now you are thinking, if he was alive, he would have helped, he would have done this, he would have done this. Look at him, madam. The Lord Himself will be your husband. And there's something God asked me to tell you, but I will not tell you in the midst of the meeting. Okay? Maybe after the service. It's not for public consumption now. Please, if we can see after the service, I will tell you. But rejoice, because He will smile. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just two more people and I'm done. My sister with purple, the one clapping your hands, please run and come. You are saying, God, if only you will speak to me. And God is saying, I will talk to you. Come. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what you need. What you need is, and you love God, eh? But what you need is an association that will fire you. Do you understand? Not everybody is a friend, my dear. Not everybody is a friend. Alright? Serve in the house of God. Find something and do in the house of God. Or wherever it is that you worship. And God will bless you. Okay? God will bless you. And then, the Lord says I should pray for you. And I'm going to rebuke any sickness that will have to do with anything affecting your stomach. You understand? I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. I won't say more than that, but does it make sense to you what I'm saying? It makes sense to you what I'm saying, right? Because you've not said anything to anybody, but God wants to help you right from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, love. In the name of Jesus, perfection and restoration for her. By the power of the Holy Spirit. But please, you need a have godly prayers. Not just people who are Christians, on fire, real fire for the Holy Spirit. There's a baby here that cries every night in a very strange way. Who is that person? It has been recurrent. It has even worried. You cry every night. Bring the baby. Because this child is being oppressed by demons. You cry every night. You are the mother. Is it true what I'm saying? Is it true? He cries every night. Please stretch your hands. See, Satan is a wicked person. Let me tell you the truth. Pray. He will not die but live. He will not die but live. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that this oppression ends. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This oppression ends by the power of the Holy Spirit. This oppression ends by the power of the Holy Spirit. This oppression ends by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're out of time. We just have to pray. The youth, I'm still hearing this youth thing again. Oh Lord God, We need to move out of this place. A youth. You have a youth fellowship. Who is in charge of the prayer? Come. Lord, stir up a fire in the spirit right now. You will pray in the spirit and the power of Elijah. You will lead the youth in a great place of prayer. Lord, make him a prayer warrior, a real man. There is a fire, there is an impartation. It's the spirit of power upon you. You'll never be the same again. I bless the youth. Let the revival break out. Among the youth, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the revival break forth. Among the youth, in your fellowships, you will carry fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Session. Women, please, can you just lift your hands and let me pray? Lord, I pray. Let the fire, let our power, the spirit of intercession, let it fall upon the women in this church. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The words I gave, number one, that there will be a revival among the youth. You will see many young people coming into this church, and it will start because of the quality and the excellence of worship. It will be a fire many will not face. So encourage them. Number two, the month of April. Spoke to us about the month of April. God will tear the two-leaf gate and cause financial blessings upon this ministry. Number three, God is bringing great favor. Great favor. Great favor. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity and the power to run. Look at me, my brother. Is your mother here? The same woman again. You see that? You see what I told you? The same woman, because God is showing me that his mother was here and that God wants to change the story. I don't know what it is that upon this too much catch you. Hallelujah. Because this is what I see. They are high above. Let the devil not use you. Are you listening to me? The fire will catch you in the name of Jesus. Come, hold my hands. Let the fire engulf you. Praise to say no to anything that is not of God. Don't let any man deceive you. No to anything that is not of God. Let the fire engulf you. From today you will never be the same.
that starts in this family, God will do uncommon and unusual things.
Hallelujah.
I bless this church with the blessings of God. I bless this church with a hunger. Any man embarking on any building like this year, or there is an uncompleted building project, I invoke by the power of the Holy Spirit that this is the year you will dedicate it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that all your plans and goals for 2013, they will happen in the name of Jesus. Madam, the Lord says the building is possible. What does this mean to you? That mama, madam, please look at me. Are you building, or is your husband building, or a family member building? But it has stopped for a while now. No money, no nothing. It will be completed in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you.